Welcome to The Prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today we've got 5 stories that highlight real moves in AI, from government orders to new products and legal challenges. Let's dive right in. First up, President Donald Trump has signed a new executive order focused on AI safety. According to The Verge, this order creates a voluntary framework for AI companies to share their frontier models with the federal government before public release. It aims to promote secure innovation and strengthen cybersecurity for critical infrastructure. Companies can choose whether to share their models, with confidentiality protections if they do. This marks a shift for the Trump administration, which previously took a hands-off approach but now shows some willingness to oversee AI risks. Microsoft just launched Scout, a new AI personal assistant built on OpenClaw technology. The Verge reports Scout integrates deeply with Microsoft 365 apps like Outlook and Teams to help with scheduling, expense reports, and even monitoring traffic to recommend when to leave for appointments. Unlike Copilot, Scout is always on and can proactively assist users by reading emails and chat threads in the background. Microsoft is releasing a desktop preview to select US customers and plans a broader cloud rollout later. The company also emphasizes strong security measures around Scout, treating the OpenClaw core as untrusted and sandboxed. Anthropic is scaling its Claude Mythos AI model to protect critical infrastructure in over 15 countries. TechCrunch reports the expansion of Project Glasswing, which uses Claude Mythos to find software vulnerabilities in sectors like power, water, healthcare, and communications. This initiative now includes about 150 new organizations, including NATO and companies like Samsung and Okta. Anthropic's model has flagged thousands of zero-day vulnerabilities, and the company is racing to establish safeguards as competitors develop similar cybersecurity-focused AI. This move follows Anthropic's recent confidential IPO filing and a $65 billion funding round. Amazon is facing a class action lawsuit over privacy concerns with its Ring doorbell's facial recognition feature. TechCrunch covers how the lawsuit alleges Ring's familiar faces feature stores images of passersby without their consent. While users must opt in, people walking past Ring cameras do not consent to facial scans, raising privacy alarms. Amazon has faced previous scrutiny for Ring's privacy practices, including a $5.8 million FTC fine over improper video access by employees. This lawsuit adds to ongoing debates about the balance between AI-powered convenience and individual privacy rights. Finally, the Trump administration is still grappling internally over AI regulation. Wired reports that after Trump abruptly canceled a planned AI executive order last month, officials and AI executives remain uncertain about the future of federal AI rules. The original order would have created a voluntary framework for early AI model review, but concerns about stifling innovation and competition stalled it. Top White House officials are now trying to revive the effort, but internal divisions and Trump's own stance remain major hurdles. This ongoing uncertainty highlights how AI regulation is a complex and evolving challenge at the highest levels. So, that's the latest from the AI frontier. Government oversight, new AI assistants, cybersecurity expansions, privacy lawsuits, and political wrangling. It's clear AI is reshaping how we work, secure infrastructure, and even how governments engage with this technology. Thanks for tuning in to The Prompt by Kuro House. We'll catch you tomorrow with more AI insights.